This is the 2020 State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Funding is brought to you in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, Missouri River Energy Services, and Touchstone Energy Cooperatives. With crossover day behind them and the bulk of legislation decided on, state lawmakers now turn to budget negotiations. It's still undecided what kind of increase education, state employees, and medical providers may get. Lawmakers are also debating one of the governor's key requirements before approving industrial hemp. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Legislative leaders say appropriators are getting closer to what ongoing funding will look like, but they hit a snag in the beginning of this week. Priorities for fiscal year 20 shifted slightly when appropriators got an update on high-cost medical claims by state employees. Those costs increased by over $10 million from last year, nearly doubling from $11 million to $21 million. Republican lawmakers say they are making some changes to the budget. Lawmakers also have to address differences in anticipating the cost of propping up an industrial hemp program. Senate Majority Leader Chris Langer says the House and Senate will come together to determine how much that will cost. She says she's uncomfortable passing bills that will cost money, but don't have funding put in place.
It has an emergency clause anyway, so it would need the two-thirds vote. So it's not as if I'm trying to make it a harder threshold. But I do believe that the money needs to be in the bill, and I think that forces the negotiations to happen as well so that we can come to a number that everyone is comfortable with, at least between the House and the Senate.
Democrats maintain their focus is making sure education is funded at 2%. State Senator Troy Heinert says they met with Governor Kristi Noem to talk budget priorities.
We relayed that message to her and also gave her some ideas where we think the money is available now. So we'll see what goes forward. She indicated to us that she wants to keep education, state employees, and community support providers together. So in our mind, that's a 2% increase across the board for the big three. That's what we will support.
According to the Bureau of Finance and Management, a 1% increase for those sectors would cost around $15.6 million. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
The South Dakota House is rejecting a bill that adds clergy and dental hygienists to the list of those who must report child neglect or abuse. Under current law, physicians, dentists, chiropractors, paramedics, law enforcement, teachers, and others are all mandatory reporters of child abuse. Representative Aaron Healy is the prime sponsor of the bill. The Sioux Falls Democrat says,
as a person of faith myself, I believe that we need to look out for our most vulnerable and ensure that everyone's looking out for them. This bill was to really help educate people and educate clergy so they can do the right thing.
Critics of the legislation say they worry it would interfere with the confession process. An amendment to the bill exempted communications made during a clergy's capacity as a spiritual advisor, which includes confession. The amendment was rejected by procedure. The bill failed to receive a majority vote of members-elect. In that case, absent votes are considered a no vote. The amendment did receive a majority vote of members present. Democrats insist the amendment passed and point to procedure rules. The unamended bill failed 30-35. A controversy about the timing of Rapid City's school bond election has inspired legislation. The bill's sponsor wants bond elections on traditional election dates, rather than the middle of winter. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
Rapid City had an election on a $190 million school bond earlier this month. On election day, the city woke up to about a foot of new snow. The measure fell just short of the required 60% for approval, but opponents are still suspicious about the election's timing, according to Rapid City Republican Representative Tim Goodwin.
There's a lot of people who think because of this time of year, February 25th, that it could be a form of voter suppression. If you think about it, our snowbirds have already went south, and you never know what the weather's going to be like in February. I mean, we do know February could be a nasty month.
Goodwin's bill requires Tuesday election dates in June or November for future school bond elections. The Associated School Boards of South Dakota oppose the bill. Executive Director Wade Pogany says there's important logic behind the scheduling of bond elections.
We don't intentionally run them in February so that people can't come to the polls. That is not true. We run them based on the timing of the bonds and when the school boards need those monies, when those come into effect, when the taxing happens on those bonds. That's all based on timing of the actual event itself.
The bill has passed the State House of Representatives and is on its way to the Senate. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.
You can keep up with the top legislative news every day by listening to the 2020 State House Podcast. For additional programming and news, listen to us online at sdpb.org. Be sure to download the free SD.net app on your mobile device for live committee meetings, floor sessions, and daily archives of the People's Business and Peer. Be sure to connect with us on social media by liking the SDPB News Facebook page and following at SDPB News on Twitter. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, Missouri River Energy Services, and Touchstone Energy Cooperative. This has been a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.